Dictation for Caroline, Carolyn Burkholder, Burkholder, December 1232. Addresses a letter to Masonic Home for 63C008. Dear Dr. Saxena, follow up for Mrs. Burkholder with renal failure, hypertensive cardiomyopathy, CHF, AFib, last visit a year ago, April. This was a telemedicine with the help of Lisa. Denies hospital admission. She's on a wheelchair today because of right foot gout. There has been no change of weight or appetite. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. No incontinence, minimal edema. No chest pain, palpitation, syncope. No falling episode. No increase of dyspnea. Denies purulent material hemoptysis. Has not required any oxygen, nor apnea PND. Some problems of insomnia and hard of hearing. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight Aldactone potassium, Lasix metolazone, pain control on Tramadol, on Coumadin, beta blockers, on weight at Masonic at 141, blood pressure 130/87. She looks in the wheelchair comfortable. Elderly frail person, no respiratory distress, hard of hearing, but relaying the information through the nurse Lisa. The speech appears to be normal without evidence of respiratory distress. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry from February. Normal potassium acid base, sodium in the low side at 135. Normal albumin calcium. Normal phosphorus, present GFR 2.9 for a GFR of 15, normal white blood cell platelet, anemia 11.2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. Progressive over time, no indication for dialysis, which is done based on symptoms. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Next number, right-sided AV fistula. She's willing to do dialysis when the time comes. Next number, hypertensive cardiomyopathy with congestive heart failure, preserved ejection fraction, already on two diuretics as well as Aldactone. Low sodium related to this, which is minor, continuous all fluid restriction. Next number, present potassium acid base balance is normal. Next number, present nutrition calcium phosphorus also normal, does not require binders. Next number, gout, likely effect of advanced renal failure and diuretics. You are doing a dose of Medrol. Once she's off the acute event, we can try a low dose of allopurinol beginning at 50 milligrams and changing the dose no more often than 3-4 weeks to bring uric acid less than 6. That's the way to use allopurinol in advanced renal failure. Might need to have overlap of low-dose steroids, always assessing risk and benefit of this condition. Next number, there has been no need for EPO treatment or intravenous iron. There is no documented external bleeding. Next number, there is no need for phosphorus binders. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Coumadin and rate control beta blockers. Chemistry is in a regular basis. Plan to see her back on the next 3 to 4 months, end of dictation.